Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
While Alex Morse acknowledges having physical relationships with college students, he says the students were not in the classes he taught at UMass. Morse insists he did not abuse his status as a UMass lecturer. He says he's being unfairly targeted because he's gay. Some members of the LGBTQ community say Morse's relationships raise important questions about power and consent, but as WBUR's Callum Borchers reports, some also worry the attention could discourage others from seeking office.
To State Senator Julian Sear, it feels like only a matter of time before his dating life is weaponized against him. Sear is a single gay man in his 30s, just like Morse.
From a cynical perspective, I suspect it will be at some point. Politics is definitely a blood sport. You know, I think that's just something that I've sort of accepted.
The risk of having highly personal matters spill into the open is a price that Sear has been willing to pay on the way to becoming Assistant Majority Whip in the Massachusetts Senate. But he says some potential LGBTQ candidates look at Morse's situation and see an unreasonably high cost of admission to the political arena.
I can tell you it has a chilling effect because I know people who have thought twice about running for public office because they're LGBTQ. And they are concerned about how their personal lives will be distorted and used against them.
The distortion Sear and others worry about in the Morse episode centers on age.
We have a long history of painting gay men as pedophiles and predators.
Tanya Neslusen is executive director of Mass Equality, an LGBTQ advocacy group. She's also a former candidate for the state legislature. She notes one of the facts not in dispute is that all of the men Morse was involved with were, well, men, as in adults. But the College Democrats of Massachusetts have emphasized the relative youth of Morse's intimate partners in accusing him of inappropriate conduct. A leader of the group was reportedly hoping to land an internship with Morse's Democratic primary opponent, Congressman Richie Neal. So Neslusen sees a politically motivated effort to trigger suspicions of gay men.
College students are adults. You know, they're young adults, but they're adults. And by feeding into that trope of he's going after teenagers. It's so easy to rise that homophobia in people.
Neslusen says it's critical to draw a bright line between minors and adults because bigotry thrives on blurring that line. And before voters judge Morse for having relationships with men who may have been a decade younger, Neslusen says, consider this.
Because the LGBT community is so small, the dating pool is a lot smaller, too. I can't really speak to where the heads of young people are at. I can tell you that when I was that age, you know, there were times when I dated people who were older. And, you know, I didn't feel like it was a power imbalance or a victimization.
One complication is that feelings about consent can change over time, as can social standards, says Stephen Blum. He's a magazine journalist who's written about age and power dynamics in gay relationships, including his own.
I also had a relationship with someone who was older when I was fairly young. And I, at the time, was the pursuer. And so I sort of reframed that experience in my mind as something that was like extremely consensual. And now I look back and I see it in a different light.
Blum says young gay men can be more vulnerable than their straight counterparts because they may be newly out and still setting their boundaries. He says someone like Morse, the mayor of Holyoke and an adjunct professor, has a responsibility to consider what it means for an undergrad to give consent.
The fact that Morse has this position of power, that is relevant because that does sort of shade how people respond to advances. And, you know, you have to take that power differential into account.
Morse himself has said, quote, I have to be cognizant of my position of power. But he maintains he never misused his power and says a UMass investigation will bear that out. It's unlikely, however, that an attorney hired by the university will reach a conclusion before the primary, just 2 weeks from today. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Callum Borchers.